Does a state's power to make laws for the citizens that encompass that state override the fundamental right to keep and bear arms? Do you, as a state, get to remove the rights from citizens of the United States who happen to live in another state when they come to your state? We're about to find out the answer to that, and I want to tell you all about it. First, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. Guys, I've been dealing with Lear for a long time. The world's central banks are buying up gold like they never have before, and the reason is because of the failing U.S. dollar. They're distancing themselves from it. If the world banks are securing gold, it's probably a good time to check out gold. If you're interested in buying gold or silver to secure the wealth you already have, then check out my friends at Lear Capital. It's 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Thanks to Lear Capital for supporting this channel. They'll answer your questions. Ask them all the tough questions you want to know about investing in gold. Yes, it's physical gold. You buy it, they send it to you, you keep it, you hold it. You can also convert your IRA and savings and retirements that you already have. So check them out. Links down below. Let's jump into this case. It's known as Commonwealth v. Donnell, Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And what the Gestapo in Massachusetts did, this is actually two cases that are joined together. And in both cases, New Hampshire residents had the gall, the stones to cross the border into Massachusettsland. And New Hampshire is a constitutional carry state, one of the best states in the union as far as Second Amendment freedoms and the respect of the Second Amendment. Well, they had the stones to travel into the land where freedom has died, and they were arrested because they had their firearm in their vehicles. God forbid you protect yourself, and if you're from Massachusetts, you know some of the border towns are some of the worst. In the worst places to be as far as safety. So the case, the original case where New Hampshire resident went to a mall where part of the mall, or worked at the mall, part of the mall was in Massachusetts. That's where he got jammed up. And in that case, the judge said, toss that arrest out. It's unconstitutional. You violated his Second Amendment rights as an American citizen. And just because he's a non-resident doesn't mean he loses his rights when he crosses the dotted line on a map. So, where is this case now? And why is it kind of bringing a smile to my face? Well, it made it all the way to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. That's the Supreme Court for Massachusetts, the state's highest court. And they heard oral arguments a couple days ago. And from what I read and saw, some of the questions from the justices that sat in the hearing for the oral arguments were really good, like really good. And a couple weeks ago, I think it was August 27th, there was a big ruling out of Massachusetts where a judge said that the Massachusetts law making switchblades illegal was unconstitutional in light of Heller, McDonald, Bruin, and Caetano. And those same justices are sitting on this case as well, with the addition of one extra justice who was recently appointed by new governor Mara Healey, who is a Marxist trash politician who hates America and hates the Second Amendment. So no doubt she put that judge on there to try to destroy this decision. But I am anticipating a solid ruling out of the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts based off of their very recent history in a case challenging the Second Amendment. This could be good. What do you mean, Jared? Well, if the state court rules accordingly, would that lead to nationwide permitless carry? If this Supreme Judicial Court says you can't lock up a New Hampshire resident who travels into your state and is exercising their constitutionally guaranteed pre-existing right given to us by our Creator, not by government, you can't do that. That this could be, this is going to be, one way or another, a huge, huge ruling coming from Massachusetts. Did the Bruin decision kick the anti-gunners below the belt so hard that one of the country's worst states when it comes to the Second Amendment is being forced to see the light? Let me know about what your thoughts are, guys. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm being facetious. Do you think that just because I came to Florida that I can no longer defend myself? Like, I have to give up my rights as a Tennessee resident here in Florida? Do you think because I travel next week to California that I have to give up my rights as a Tennessee resident, a citizen of the United States of America? Just because I happen to travel across a fake line on a map? You know how I feel. Let me know what you think down below. I love y'all. I really, really do. I hope that when you wake up today and or saw this video, that you take a second and be grateful for what you have. Thank your families. Love your families. Tell them you love them. It's a good day to be alive, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Subscribe to this channel if you want more information on the Second Amendment, whether it is good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. I will bring it to you every single day here on Guns and Gadgets. It's free. Hit that red button right there. Okay, right, that one, right there. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.